It's taken 5 years, but injured railroad worker Dwight Houck sees victory at hand. Washington lawmakers are on the verge of requiring new safety standards for private transport companies that shuttle rail crews between trains. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has this update to a story he first reported 2 years ago.
It was March 23, 2011, when Union Railroader Dwight Houck nearly lost his life. This is the sound of the BNSF freight train that crashed into the Chevy Suburban he was riding in. Houck was the lone survivor of this crash in a rail yard in Kelso, Washington.
I don't remember anything at all.
Two other passengers and the driver were killed instantly. The driver worked for a private company the railroad hired to transport its crews. This was just another in a string of crashes nationwide involving rail crew transport shuttles. Now, those crew haulers, as they're known, may soon face new regulations in Washington state.
This is truly, I think, a compromise.
This was Republican State Senator Curtis King on the floor of the Washington Senate this week. He was touting a bipartisan deal 5 years in the making to regulate crew haulers.
It is both sides got something and both sides gave things up.
The van companies agreed to be regulated, including vehicle inspections, tracking of accidents, driver standards, and drug testing. The Railroad Workers Union agreed to accept one-tenth of the insurance coverage it wanted the shuttle companies to carry. Dwight Houck is now permanently disabled with a brain injury from the 2011 crash. He says the new safety regulations are a long time coming.
I think it's great that our brothers and sisters are going to have a little, you know, maybe better drivers or a little bit more protection.
The bill now returns to the Washington House for final approval before it goes to the governor for his signature. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.